Ooh. Talk your shit. Talk your shit. Ease mental notes. Oh. What? Talk your shit. Hey. Talk. Hey. They what? They wanna know. Who's that girl? Hey. Yeah. Say what? That's me. Hey. Nigga, what? Himalayan salt cleanse, but oh no, man, by the videos, bruh, it's like drinking water from the ocean. You know how nasty that shit is, but they say that shit let you go, boop, right then and there, cleanse your whole out for about 2 hours. But I'd rather just try some, I think it's called magnesium citrate. Let me sip some of that berry for a second and just flush it out that way. See if it helps first. So I just want to cleanse for spring, for summertime, get my summer body right. Ooh, hey, ooh. This is cool. Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Taylor Eve, and this is Eve's Mental Notes. Thanks for fucking with your girl. Yes, I know, I miss you guys. Took a nice trip, went back home, got honored at my high school. Yes, I am in a new honoree club. 3 records still up. So yeah, that's a big deal. But yes, track and field was my first love. That was my first track too. I got a tattoo. I got a track shoe on my back. Shout out to Chicken. Yeah, if you from the city, you know my nigga Chicken. Oh yeah. But yeah, it was such a good time back home with my girls. Got to spend time with my family. It was good. Good food. Shout out to the Boathouse. That was really good. I had salmon and Caesar salad. My nana had the shrimp scampi linguine. That was really good. Let's see. What else did I have? Oh, I have this place called Ferno. Oh, that was so good. I had the French toast. The bomb. Yes, I am a foodie, so I will be shouting out these places. Shout out to Columbus, because I really seen the development, and it really made me feel good about my city. Like, okay. But my people. We're going to get it together. I feel like we're gonna get it together. The one thing, it was very interesting for me. It was, I can definitely tell that I wasn't in Atlanta anymore. Oh, the lack of melanin everywhere was just really awkward for me. Yeah. But I'm back home. Back home, for real, with my peoples. Hey, Sway. But no, I feel like today we definitely need to dive into women encouraging other women and really talking to each other instead of judging one another. getting to know one another, complimenting one another, you know, just really just, hey girl, oh, you look cute. I'm always complimenting people, because if I really think someone looks good, why not compliment them? Boost each other up, because so many women look so mean out. We have this resting bitch face we can't get rid of. And I'm guilty too. I am guilty too. I promise I'm guilty. We gotta get it together. Maybe that will help. That boost of confidence. When we're just out and about, and you know that every woman is in their brain thinking about something. Compliment them. Why not? Smile at them. Why not? Why not? We haven't tried that yet, guys. Like, we complain about what we're doing wrong. And again, no solutions. And I feel like it's going to have to start with women. Because men are just natural protectors. They're just always going to be protectors. But once women start showing love to one another, it's going to really feed off. It's going to bounce off everything. Everything's going to want to just be in a happy place. Like, when I see people watch Beyonce, oh my God, these people praise this woman. That's a fact.
If I knew then what I know now, well.
Listen.
It probably wouldn't have changed very much.
I'm trying to tell you.
And it probably wouldn't have changed very much, because sometimes it doesn't matter what you know.
Mm.
What you feel just Ooh. Takes over.
I had to pause that real quick, because you know what? I swear these chill hops always be having those golden nuggets that just be popping all up in my little sessions. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do not pre-listen to these. I listen to these for about 2 minutes. If that, I just got a vibe, and I just already know off top, right? Oh, that's so golden. But yes, Beyonce is worshipped. And she's such a positive role model. She doesn't necessarily step out of character. You know what I mean? Like, she's always showing kudos to other women. You know what I mean? She's never beefing with another woman. For what? When you know and you confident in yourself, another woman ain't never gonna have to beef with you. That's a fact. I hear people talking about haters all the time. And for me, if I have haters, I don't even know them. I don't see them. That's a God honest truth. Yeah, that's cute. Snap, snap. But no, really, it's crazy, because it's like when you surround yourself with people who have your same mindset, you're never really around that negativity. So you don't really see it. If it's there, okay. But out of sight, out of mind. It don't exist to me. Of course, there's gonna be haters. People who have no idea what is even going on. People who make assumptions. People who assume what your life is all about. Assume what you want to assume. If I didn't say it, it's not true. It's not a fact. Period. Okay? But yes, women, encourage your friends. Build your friends up with their goals and their dreams. Like, really build an empire with your friends. Like, if you guys aren't helping each other be better people, then what are you doing? Why am I wasting my time with you? Listen, I love my sorority. And I really feel like I joined the best sorority ever in the world. Because I really have sisters who showed me how to really appreciate one another. You know what I'm saying? So when I be looking at these females beefing, how you are her friend, but you're talking about her. Now, if you're in a period where you and that person aren't in a good space and y'all happen to share the same friend and you're venting about that other person, and you're like, nah, man, I fucked it, I'm done. And then ultimately, you guys both end up coming back together and understanding that you guys both said some shit y'all probably shouldn't have even said, right? Then that's different. Then, man, no, she ugly. No, ooh, she, no, her man ain't shit. Ooh, that's not, why? I'm just not cool with you, bro. We ain't never even gotta ever talk ever again. Because friendships would be like relationships in a way. You should want better for the next person. You should want them to grow. Because if you gonna want to be on top, how your friends not gonna want to be on top? That don't even make no sense. No. I'm the only one making these moves for me. You're not even making moves for yourself. But you're not even making moves for me. Then why the fuck should I even think about you? At the end of the day, that's some real shit. Now, I do feel like every friendship should have that communication, but without that communication, then it doesn't exist. If nobody ever says anything, then there's no problem, right? Technically, because it's not in reality, it's just all up here. It's just you with that person, but with you and that other person, if y'all cool, if y'all kick in, then y'all cool. Energy be all messed up, but y'all still friends. For why? Why not even talk about what your issue is with that other person? Hey, I don't really appreciate it when you do, like, you know, when you act like this. When we around these people and you want to show off, like, that's not, I don't really appreciate that. Communication should really be the main thing we focus on for the rest of the year. And that's really with everybody. Instead of being rah, 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 ready to fight, like, bro, like, so what's up? What's really the issue here? Can we come to some communication? Like, what's up? Because people are really dying out here. Are really losing their lives. So, is it really that deep? Is it really that deep? Can it just be let go and just, you go your way, I go my way? We gotta think about all of that. But women, just think more positive so our men can feed off of that. Cause right now, our men are very aggressive. And honestly, we have to be the ones to be the nurturers at this point. Even when you out and you see some rowdy, like, dudes out at the bar, like, you know, like, hey, you know? Because you never know. You never know. I done calmed a lot of fights. Now, I'm not saying if you're a weak female, do some shit like that. Like, because if you're not ready to really be, like, back down, then I wouldn't advise you no shit like that, okay? Because, baby, I don't know how to push the men's back. Because that's just what you, I mean, I just think about back in the 60s and shit, when they were doing that shit, when you have to do that. That's the only way that we'll be able to survive throughout the rest of this whole entire fucking world, guys. Think about it. Maybe it's just me, huh? It's just ease mental notes. Listen. Bounce it, bounce it, bounce it. Okay. What? I'm sorry. These show hosts be having these little pause moments, y'all. But, no, seriously. This is just ease mental notes. Okay, guys? Like, I'm just talking my shit. I want y'all to talk your shit. Come on. Just go ahead and go to easementalnotes.com. You know? Go ahead to the contact section. Boop, 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 boop. Tell me what you really want me to know so we can talk about that shit together. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay, you can stop it. Oh, this nigga said smoke break. Oh yeah. You know what time it is. Ooh. Had to get my little quick little smoke break. Yeah, how you already moving? How all up in the clouds? Ooh, you know I do. Okay, so no. Real talk though. We also gotta talk about Dwayne Wade's son and him being openly feminine. What do I think? I mean, if anybody really truly knows me, it ain't got shit to do with me. To me, it's just like, that's not my child. We're living in a world where people are literally feeling this way about themselves. We have no choice but to accept it. It's like people are accepting everything else is changing and shit. But we can't accept this. I'm just not quite understanding. When this ain't got shit to do with you. Because it's like this. What are they supposed to do? How are they supposed to treat their son? Like, real talk. I'm just saying. At least he's not, like, you know, in drag or anything. He can't help if he got a little twang. I mean, because what are you really supposed to do if you really do have an openly gay son? Like, what are you really supposed to do? I mean, all I can do is think about loving my son, like loving and accepting my children for who they want to be, because that ain't got shit to do with me. I'm going to sit and have this conversation with you and help you understand that, you know, there are a lot of people who still have not accepted gay people, like white people still ain't accepted black people. Oh, you know, I'm getting some fires, little boom, boom, booms. Okay, keep up. Y'all gotta keep up, okay? Because this is some real shit. Like, it's just really crazy because they sexual orientation don't got shit to do with me. Like, what they identify themselves with ain't got nothing to do with me. As long as a motherfucker ain't trying to press up on me, oh, then we good. I ain't got... At the end of the day, they still human. So, that just really poses the question, what are you supposed to do if your children are gay? If your child turns out gay? It's like, what are you... do you accept it? Duh. Listen, I'm saying duh because this is just easy to note. So, okay, so that was just like her. It was like, boom, duh. Like, I ain't got shit to do with you. So don't take this shit personal, okay? But, hey, I love the support. Why not support? Why bring negative things into this child's world? Why show him that he cannot be loved for who he is? Because if you don't accept him, that's technically, you can't love this side of you. Well, damn. Boom. Chicken down. Boom, boom. Chicken down. Boom, boom. Chicken down. Sounds like there's no more music. So that means I guess we're done. So this is Ease Mental Notes. And you already know how I get down. But seriously, what are we supposed to do? See, this is what I mean about Ease Mental Notes and what how I be wanting y'all to interact with me and let me know what you guys think so I can interact with you guys so I can get a better understanding of how other people's perspective is. Because that's the only way that we'll be able to, I guess, what, mend mankind, right? Understanding other people's perspectives is all the fuck we need, guys. We just need to understand one another, that everybody is different in their own fucking... Your children are different and they came from you. Everybody is different. So once everybody understands that everybody is different and just accept everybody for who they are, it's either you're gonna accept it or you're not. And if you gotta accept that you're not, because if you accept it and you're not even happy with it, and you really not even accepting that shit, you just dealing with it, ooh, that shit's so toxic that you don't wanna be there, they don't wanna be there. Now that motherfucker's missing out on good energies and shit, like the shit just not right. Deuces. Let's take a break from one another. You get your life together. I see you out. Oh shit, I'll check you out. Okay, I see you, fam. I ain't gotta be real world because that shit be toxic. You can't really be toxic. But that's just a throwaway. But he was so cute. He's so obvious. It's like, you can't do nothing but love a baby. You know, it's like, how can you just... rock with Miss Union Wade and Miss the Wade, and you know, hey, what you gonna do? What you gonna do if it's coming for you? Just saying, y'all. Listen, this is just Ease Mental Notes, okay? Don't take the shit personal. Period. was just another episode. I mean, contact me, easementalnotes.com in the contact section. Let's get busy. Let's talk about it. I mean, you know, women, remember, let's boost each other up. Let's create that positive energy around the world where we got this black girl magic for real. Like, sis, yes. Like, at first I was on that, like, that sis shit. Like, man, that shit just so fake. Because I was always a bruh or a bro. That's genuine to me. But, sis, hey, girl. That's for the ones that's like on me, my level. You get me? Let's boost each other up. Why not? Men, shit, y'all too. Fuck it. Hey, bro, I like that hat. Peace.
Hit me, it's Ease Mental Notes. I said Ease Mental Notes. Check me out, check me out.